As if you didn't know.
But tell me, my dear father-in-law.
Jesus is the Son of God.
You have already said that.
We have more to fear from Christ in death than we did in life.
You've already said that too.
Why? I mean, why is he more dangerous dead than alive?
Well, I wish I knew.
I shall tell you, my son-in-law. In death, as he lies there in the tomb, he is attracting more attention than he ever did in life. People are bringing the sick and ailing from far distances, demanding Jesus, the healer. When they find out he has been crucified, they want to know why. They are told that we did it, that we were inhuman to him, and that his trial was a mockery.
It was.
The name of Jesus is on thousands of lips. They are demanding that the temple priests explain the prophecies concerning the Messiah. And when they are unable to do so without incriminating themselves, the people become as madmen and go away convinced that Jesus was the Messiah.
He was?
And the temple priests and others who were so anxious and helpful in crucifying Jesus are now afraid for their lives. They fear that he himself will arise from the dead and again appear before them. The accused become the accuser, the condemned to condemn, the slain to demand justice. Open that door and listen to what takes place outside on every street.
Jesus, the healer, you crucified. Let us end hell for us. Crucifixion cannot help us.
Jesus never refused to touch and heal even a leper.
We find him you have put in the tomb.
Shut the door.
Well, the frenzied excitement is past. It's time we're doing something.
Agreed, but what?
We have a choice of three things. First, we can deny that Jesus is dead. We can circulate the report that his disciples stole him from the cross and placed in the tomb something that merely had the general appearance of a man's body, not a body at all.
Well, there were too many soldiers and people there when he died and was put in the tomb to deny it.
Well, only a few would believe such a report now. But as time went on, more and more people would believe it.
Your second suggestion.
I have already stated it, that the body in Joseph's tomb isn't really the body of Jesus at all.
Oh. What is the third, then?
That we make sure he does not get out of that tomb.
I like that suggestion. If you can accomplish it.
Well, I think we can.
We?
A delegation from the temple will make Pilate a visit and demand
that... Visit Pilate? Today? Well, today's the Sabbath.
This is no time to quibble over little affairs.
Also, are you forgetting that Pilate is not of our religion? To enter his palace would defile us, and no longer...
Which is it? Defilement? Or face the resurrected Jesus?
Oh, you win.
Well, well, well. Israelites entering the palace of a Gentile. Do you not fear defilement?
We have a very important matter to discuss with you, Your Honor.
Must be important. Say on.
Sir, we remember that the deceiver said while he was...
You mean Jesus?
Yes, Your Honor.
I thought that affair was ended.
We think it is, Your Honor, but we want to be sure. While he was yet alive, he made the remark that after 3 days he would arise from the grave. Therefore, Your Honor, we respectfully ask that you make the sepulchre sure until the 3rd day.
Are you fearful that he will arise?
Oh, no, 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 Your Honor. Merely that his disciples will come by night and steal away his body and say he is risen.
Oh, that would be terrible, wouldn't it, for you?
Well, may we then expect that his honor will take care of this little matter?
You have the means and the way. Make the tomb as secure as you can.
A great stone has already been placed at the mouth of the tomb. All we need do is place cords across the front of the rock, sealing both ends so the stone cannot be moved without breaking the seals. There are 100 soldiers enough to stand shoulder to shoulder around the tomb. No one can possibly get in or out.
First day of the week has worn slowly away. The hour just before daybreak has come. Christ is still a prisoner in his narrow tomb. The great stone is still in its place. The Roman seal still unbroken. The Roman guards are keeping their watch. around the sepulchre are unseen watchers. Hosts of evil angels are gathered about the place, hoping that the tomb that holds the Son of God will forever be sealed. Other unseen watchers, too, are there. A heavenly host surrounds the sepulchre. Angels that excel in strength are guarding the tomb.
Another earthquake. A beam of light coming down from heaven. An angel? He rolls away the stone from the mouth of the tomb as he would a pebble.
Son of God, come forth. Thy Father calls thee.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Oh, clap your hands, O ye people. Give voice and rejoice for the Lord of hosts. The majesty of heaven, the King of glory, he is risen. The Lord is King over all the earth. Sing praises unto the King. Sing praises to his holy name. For the Lord of hosts is with us. Give thanks, all ye people, for the Lord, the majesty of heaven, he is risen.